As you've been hearing, Irish woman Gina Herity continues to be held captive in Haiti. She's one of eight people, including a three-year-old child, who were kidnapped from an orphanage near Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince, on Sunday. Ms. Herity is the facility's director. She's originally from Westport in County Mayo. Earlier, we spoke to independent journalist Harold Isaac, who's based in Haiti, and asked him what, if anything more, was known about the kidnapping on Sunday.
Still very little is known about the exact way this happened on Sunday. All we know so far is that in the middle of the night, the perpetrators broke into the vicinity and eventually proceeded to where the staff was essentially sleeping and took over the premises.
Do we have any idea who this gang is or what they want?
Well, it's one of the branches of the Vivre Ensemble coalition, Living Together, as they call themselves. And they've been essentially taking on this relatively posh area in the last 6 months, which is the Kenskoff community, a mountain community. And they've been under constant attack. And sadly, this attack reached the orphanage over the weekend.
So far, we understand there hasn't been a ransom demand. What should we read into this?
Well, it tells that the negotiations are ongoing and likely challenging. There's, from my understanding, a lot of people involved trying to get the situation to be resolved. It is, the community from of which the crew and the orphans are part of, it is an established community in Haiti, the Petits Frères et Sœurs. They're known for their work with the most vulnerable. So this is coming as a shock and really triggered a lot of people to try and assist.
This incident has generated international headlines. Will this put additional pressure on this gang?
Well, it's the second high-profile kidnapping in the last month. We know that there's a crew from UNICEF that had been kidnapped and retained for 3 weeks, and they were released last week as they went to work into vulnerable communities. But that change of tactics from the gangs aiming at the humanitarian communities is perhaps something that's going to be even more pressure on them as they're really mounting pressure, I'd say, from the various actors to try and secure their release.
Are the gang doing this for criminal reasons or political reasons?
It's a combination of both. The community where the orphanage is had been relatively spared 6 months ago, you know, by this whole wave of violence. But as it is very near what could be considered a green hub so far in Haiti, they've also been exposed to attempts by the gangs to take over in fresh new areas. And this is their efforts to kind of circumvent the security apparatus and try and make more pressure on parts that remain relatively safe in the metropolitan area of Port-au-Prince.
I understand kidnappings are not uncommon in Haiti. Why is this? And can you tell us how often it is that people are released unharmed from these sort of kidnappings?
Well, for the, I'd say the most part of the last 10 years, Haiti has been descending into both an institutional and constitutional crisis that kind of morphed into the security disaster that we're facing today, where about 90% of the capital is under some form of gang control. And as such, this has created a new reality for a lot of communities where they have to face these kind of daily threats. I mean, in Port-au-Prince, where I am, it's a very high possibility of such a thing occurring to pretty much anyone one knows. So it is sadly a reality for for people living in the capital and its surroundings, and it's been such for the last few years. Now, it's been a challenge for the local authorities and the international community to come with both a political and security solution to try and address this situation.
Given that kidnappings are so common, how often is it that people are released unharmed after these type of incidents?
Well, because, you know, kidnapping for ransom has essentially become industrial, you know, almost in Haiti, sadly, you know, more often than other, you will likely find an outcome if the families are able to put up with the demands. However, in these high profile cases, such as this one or the UNICEF crew or the missionaries that had been kidnapped, the American missionaries, there are a lot of elements involved that may make it more complicated, but also perhaps give a hopeful outcome. At this point, it's still early to say what's likely to happen, but I think everybody I've spoken to are looking towards a hopeful resolution, and that's what I think everybody wants.
We know efforts are underway to try and secure the release of Gina Herity and the others who were kidnapped. Do we know anything more about these efforts?
Well, because it strikes a community that is well known for its really dedicated work into vulnerable communities, it really does mobilize a lot of people trying to secure that release. And there's a lot of back channels going on to try and persuade gang leaders and the perpetrators to put in a good word or try and get a token of good faith into these negotiations.
That was independent journalist Harold Isaac speaking from Haiti. It's 19 minutes past 7.
Joan was talking earlier to journalist Harold Isaac in Haiti, where an Irish woman, Gina Herity, continues to be held captive. She's one of 8 people, including a 3-year-old child, who were kidnapped from an orphanage near Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince, on Sunday. She's the facility's director, originally from Westport in County Mayo, and has been in Haiti for over 30 years. It's been reported locally that local gangs are responsible. Conor Gallagher is with us. He's crime and security correspondent with the Irish Times. Morning, Conor.
Good morning, Gavin.
Is it any clearer now at all what exactly happened on Sunday?
So we know from the mayor of the municipality where Miss Herity was working that a group of armed men raided the orphanage by knocking down a wall and moving in a very deliberate and planned act. They did not fire any weapons, though they were armed, and it was initially thought they kidnapped 9 people. That was later revised down to 8. So that's Miss Herity, a 3-year-old child, and 6 other staff members with the charity.
The Haitian newspaper Le Nouvelle Est is reporting that gang members are thought to be responsible for the attack. What gang could they be, and what would they want?
It's increasingly the view of Irish officials that these are members of a group called the Viv and Sam, and that is an amalgamation of several powerful gangs operating in the area or in Haiti, and under the control of a former police officer. So this particular gang took over the town where Miss Herity was working at the start of the year, following bloody fighting. They now control about 75% of the town, and indeed it's only the city centre where the Haitian authorities maintain control. And this is a story repeated across the country, including in the capital, Port-au-Prince, about 10 kilometres to the south, where these various gangs, and this being one of the most powerful, are in almost complete control. That doesn't mean they're particularly well run or strategic in their thinking. So this could be just one faction of the gang kidnapping, doing a kidnapping to raise funds through a ransom. And that's obviously happened previously, including with missionaries and international aid workers. But no ransom or any other demands indeed have been received as of at least in the early hours this morning.
In cases like this, if a ransom was demanded, who would it be demanded of?
Yeah, I suppose that would vary, but in some cases it would be demanded of the kidnapped people's family. Obviously, the Irish government might be asked to pay a ransom, or the charity Miss Herity works for. So, but as I said, no demand has come, although I wouldn't be surprised if one does come in the near future.
Kidnappings very common in Haiti. In the first half of this year, UN figures showing that almost 350 people were kidnapped there, at least 3,141 people also killed in the same period, according to the United Nations or the United Nations Human Rights Office. Do we know what happens typically to people who are kidnapped in Haiti?
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, some of them are killed when ransoms aren't paid or other demands aren't met. But in a lot of cases, including in the cases involving other international aid workers and missionaries, they are they're released, you know, badly shook, perhaps, but otherwise unharmed. And obviously that's what everyone's hoping for in this case. One, perhaps, silver lining, if you can call it that, is Miss Herity is so embedded and so well known in the community for her good works, as is the charity she works for, that one hope, I suppose, among Irish officials is the kidnappers may feel under local pressure to release them unharmed sooner rather than later, because the longer this goes on, the more dangerous it becomes.
The Taoiseach Minister for Foreign Affairs says he's been in direct contact with the government in Haiti. He says he's spoken overnight to the Haitian Minister for Foreign Affairs, Harvel Jean-Baptiste. What can the authorities here do?
Their options are very limited, and even more limited than if this was occurring, say, in the Middle East or other trouble spots closer to home. Part of the problem is the really perilous state of the Haitian government. It does not control large parts of its territory, including much of its capital. So and very little of this town where the kidnapping occurred. So that really limits the options for engaging with people on the ground. From what I understand, the strategy is to engage with local people on the ground who are not involved in the Haitian government or police forces, but who might be well established or well known in the community. So that could be other NGO workers or charity workers or just prominent people in the community who would have enough respect and contacts to act as a go-between between Irish government officials and others, and maybe people with connections to the kidnappers, to at least find out the condition of the hostages and start that process of negotiating for their release. There's are other options which are more drastic and are not on the table yet. I mean, there's many UN troops in Kenya, or sorry, in Haiti, led by Kenya. You know, it's potentially they could ask them for assistance, and they may also send what's called an emergency consular assistance team, an ECAT.
Okay.
And this has been done in cases in Afghanistan, in Iraq, Syria, when an Irish citizen has been kidnapped or is otherwise in danger and needs evacuation. And it's usually comprised of some really experienced diplomats with a lot of experience in trouble spots, okay, backed up by some Army Ranger Wing personnel for security and liaison purposes. But given that the really unstable state of Haiti at the minute, that's not being considered, although it would remain an option.
Conor Gallagher, crime and security correspondent with the Irish Times. Thank you for speaking with us this morning.